Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
It's never too soon to talk about football here on Toyota's Patriots Today, especially with training camp literally right around the corner. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And, Brian, one of the biggest stories this offseason remains around the Patriots offense. They've taken some hits in their passing game with tight end and wide receivers. So the question is, will the Patriots be more of a run-heavy offense this season?
Well, the 2013 roster is shaping up to be one that certainly has the capabilities of being a run-heavy offense and being one of the top five or seven running teams in the NFL. Stephen Ridley coming off a great year in his prime. Shane Vereen showing what he could do last year. You add in Leon Washington. You've got LeGarrette Blount, Brandon Bolden. And most importantly of all, an intact offensive line. I think they can run the ball effectively, and they could run the ball more than they pass it. But they won't.
Right.
They have Tom Brady. I don't care who else is there among the wide receivers and the tight ends. I could see early in the season, if Rob Gronkowski is out, and with some of these new wide receivers trying to get some rhythm with Tom Brady,
right,
I could see them running the ball more than they pass it. But when all is said and done, as long as Tom Brady is out there and is healthy, they will be a pass-first offense. They have to be. You don't want to have Tom Brady out there and just handing the ball off all the time. But I think they got the talent level to run the ball effectively.
So don't sweat it, Pats fans. He will be making those long passes. But I agree with you. I think last year we really saw an increased presence in the run game for the first time since 2008. They went over 2,000 rushing yards. 2008, of course, you know, Kevin Faulks, Sammy Morris. And this year I really like how, you know, what Shane Vereen can bring, a dual threat on the ground, in the air, and, of course, Stephen Ridley, really excited, too, to see what LeGarrette Blount brings to the table, and also Brandon Bolden. So I agree with you. I don't think that they're going to go run first, but definitely we'll have an exciting feel for it by the time training camp preseason rolls around.
I still come back to the offensive line, which does kind of get overlooked. So much turmoil
continuity
at tight end, so much turmoil at wide receiver.
Right.
The continuity of the offensive line with really, with the exception of Donald Thomas, you have their top seven or eight offensive linemen all coming back.
Right.
A lot of them are young enough in their prime. So I look at the offensive line as really being the key to their ability to run the ball effectively. But when all is said and done, no, I don't think they will be a run-first offense by the time it's all said and done at the end of the year.
I think we agree for once on something.
We got to figure out a reason to argue. Maybe the next one we'll argue a little bit
more. All right, well, safe to say with Tom Brady as the quarterback, they will still be making those passes before handing it off. That will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today, and we will see you guys next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.